Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Hello and welcome to a rather croaky Hicksville. I could say it was in memory of the great Glynis Johns who died a few weeks ago. She had that great voix cassée, but that would be fibbing. This is just me today. Well, we're trying to keep our spirits up at a time when things look fairly bleak on the world stage. The sense of gloom that is pervading all the films and plays that we're seeing. How could it not? Next week, you have another chance to see the much-lauded Zone of Interest in Lectour. Then there's Green Border, which is a Syrian film about three people trying to flee from the Middle East to Western Europe and what happens to them. And 20 Days in Mariupol, a harrowing in-the-moment documentary. So set against this gloomy background, it is cheering to see that Lectour is putting on a fundraiser for the people of Ukraine 2 years after that war started, on the 24th, which is Saturday. The last day to register was actually 2 days ago, but I can't believe you can't call today, call the Office of Tourism, and that you won't be able to attend. The whole town goes yellow and blue for the whole day. The purpose of the funds raised is to invite 15 children from Ukraine who have been orphaned as a result of the war to come over to our gentle part of the world for some respite. The day starts at 10:30 with a peace walk from the Esplanade du Bastion, and even if you can't make it for the full day, your presence and your 20 euros will be much appreciated. Thereafter, at 11:30, there's a reception and an apéro at the town hall at the top of the town, when our two national anthems will be sung. That's Ukraine and France. The middle of the day is left for mingling or nipping off to attend to personal matters, but it all starts again at 7:30 with a special Ukrainian repast. Borscht, of course, and vareniki, which are stuffed boiled dumplings. Vareniki comes from the word to boil, and the Polish version, which you may know, is pierogi. They can be savory or sweet, and are all made by Ukrainian refugees. There'll be a tombola, music from Eric Matusi, playing harmonic guitar and singing, and you'll get a chance of watching a defilé of authentic Ukrainian folk costumes, which have never felt more importantly symbolic than they do now. In other more frivolous news, we read that young French people are totally off the lovemaking, either because they've realized it's not all that it's cracked up to be, or it's just that it's so much nicer to have the duvet to yourself. But then I also read that there's a whole young generation, the Generation Z, who is suddenly really into Mills and Boone type French literature, moving away from the deeply literary type of stuff towards 50 nuances de gris or some such. Apparently there's a desire for love and romance between the pages of a book rather than between the conventional sheets of a bed. Mon Dieu, as man might have said in a former age. On an even lighter note, though high fashion, of course, hasn't always been taken very seriously in France, I took myself off to see the exhibition at the V&A in London of the career of Gabrielle Coco Chanel. I came to the conclusion, with my companion, that high fashion only really works on skinny young waifs, but that all maisons de couture need to sell their wares. So the very clever and astute Coco, who made her way in what was then a totally man's world, started to design those tweedy Chanel suits which are so iconic, which on the wider hipped ladies are not too fantastic. But everybody would know that they were a Chanel original, so of course perhaps that was all that mattered. Of course the evening dresses are fabulous, dreamlike. You have to admire them just as a thing of beauty or a painting or a jewel. Thinking about Coco Chanel and her extraordinary career made me think about Helena Rubinstein, who was another brilliant businesswoman at about the same time. I wonder if they ever met, and if they did they like each other? More on that another time. For now, au revoir. Till next time.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm930.com.